shake that Laffy Taffy.
Who? The what?
The what?
I like Laffy Taffy.
I like
Tut. I like Tut. Tut, 2 weeks from the last show. It's crazy.
Tracks up the tree.
I like the way you break it down. Why does Captain watch me? Laughing, take I'm liking it. We gon' get you shaking me. Don't smile, the dosage game. Been on road and hit a shake. Work that cold and work that wheel. Stacks on dick, your ankles. So, girl, let me touch you. I will never tell. Security guard, don't stand nobody. That right, I touch that. I was wild and hit that foot. Default, girl, I'm ready to go. Can't even shake no more. Get tired, I just ride out. Wanna go to she can go. Just get in my car, I'm playing okay. Stop and roll them off, they broke. Big pain, I'm hard. See the left and take.
Later, nothing, dude.
Hey there, Josiah.
This is too weird for me, Ben. I don't know. Like, seeing you 2 weeks after the last time we did a show is a little bit weird.
It's a little bit odd that we're doing shows so regularly. What gives, Josiah?
I do not know, but we had said that we were going to do this. It's only taken us about a year and a half to commit. I'm so nervous. These shows, one after another, it's too much pressure.
You should probably get over it.
It's true. I got nothing to talk about, though. I'm sorry. I'm just going
to...
You
have nothing to talk about?
Not really.
2 weeks, dude.
I know, man. That's not enough time. I need like 6 months away from you to like have lots of juicy things to talk about. Although
juicy.
I've been told by Stacy that I should probably not talk about my taint this episode.
Probably not.
That would be like three in a row.
I think everybody who heard the show was very... really liked the fact that you kept on talking about your taint and saying that I was the one bringing up the...
It was you, though, I gotta say.
Okay,
you're the one obsessed with my taint.
That's
okay.
Not the... That's not
oh,
actually
here we go.
True.
Going down that path.
So we're back. This is New Tracks of the Tree. We're trying to do a show at least once a month. That's my New Year's resolution.
I like that.
Because it's really, there's no reason why we shouldn't. 2 weeks is probably, we're probably being very good at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, although it always, doesn't take much.
We always get very excited in the beginning, and then we get...
Yeah, and then things come, you know, things come into play.
And then the shows just become about talking about the last show.
But I did, the nice part about this whole thing, just the people, all the nerds out there, all you programmers, the website is
nerd
now...
Nerd alert!
The website is now sort of working so well that I don't have to do any work posting the shows. Because before, I used to have to manually update the shows when they went online.
Yes.
And I had to then go online and change the
feeds. Is that
why
it said July 17th forever?
Yeah, it said July. Current show, July 17th, 1964. which
I think
May,
it was literally like 2005 or something.
It was a long time ago. You know we've been doing this since 2004?
That is weird.
That means we've been doing it for almost 4 years.
When did I first come on? When was my
debut
show?
I don't know. It wasn't that far away.
You know what it was? Was it what? Was it the Bloody Nipples? Was that my first show or the first show where I got recognition?
That was your first show.
So when is the marathon? In like November?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. November, it'll be like 4 years.
Be
for
four
me
years.
Anyways. And for you,
Tut.
It'll probably be...
For Tut. It's actually funny. I've been going back through the podcasts. I started listening to podcasts again. And I've started to enjoy them. But it's weird looking at how podcasts have changed over 4 years of doing them.
What's still out there? Is that, remember, what was the other one? The Dawn and Drew was like the
Stop
big
touching
hit?
The recording interface while we're recording. It's in front of you. It's right in front of you.
I just want to hear myself more. I love the way my voice sounds.
Well, you can turn it up. If you want to turn it up, you can turn it up. Here we go. I'm turning it up for you. Here
That's what I was trying to... Oh, there we go.
Is that better?
This is why I mumble on all the shows, though, I think.
Because you can't hear anything?
I hear myself so loud in the headphones. I'm like...
You know what you just did? You actually just threw a tangent in, and now I almost didn't get to my point. Well, I don't know what my point was.
Weird.
We've been doing this for 4 years, and Dawn and Drew, I think, are still around. I don't listen to them because they're, as far as, they kind of got a little old for me.
Right.
There used to be Why Me, and those guys are no longer doing it.
Oh, yeah.
They
like
were great.
Yeah. I never met Seth.
Seth and Jessica.
It's ridiculous. I never met
from
them.
From Philly. I went and visited them like 3 times.
I remember that.
And they're nice people.
It's fun. Do you mind if I smoke all over your...
No, you can smoke. I don't mind dying for you.
Yeah, whatever.
That's... Okay, kids at home, don't smoke. Because you know what happens? You're going to get celiac disease.
I have nothing to live for. Your sister has celiacs now, I hear.
Apparently, yeah. Possibly. Sister Amy, who used to be on the show a lot.
Yeah, what happened to her?
I don't know. I don't think we have enough microphones now.
Is that what's going on? We're back to the old microphones, too. I don't know if you can hear a difference. Nerd alert.
Nerd alert. This is this whole setup. These are $5 microphones we're currently speaking into.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
They sound better.
They do sound better.
Which is weird.
Yeah. We're looking. They're actually the new microphones are sitting on the table looking at us.
With the
little tripods.
The old school spit guards, which is just a napkin and a rubber band.
These ones don't need spit bards.
Spit and spit smoke bards? All over them.
Spit bard. Shakespeare, stop spitting. Spit bard, get it? I get it.
Oh, man.
Let's play another song.
That's what always happens. I love it. What? We can always you see, if this show was just talking, no one would ever listen.
Who wouldn't listen to this? This is awesome stuff.
Our one true fan.
You were so good. Here is a new band called Fleet Foxes with their new album Ragged Wood. And this is White Winter Hymnal. Hope you enjoy it.
Too many words.
What? Not too many words. Perfect amount of words.
White Winter Winter Wonder Walk.
Following the eyes, following the pack, all swallowed in their coats, with scarves of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. Thank you.
dress from falling in the snow. And I turn around and there you go. And Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red.
I can tell you're going to make fun of this and names.
Well, it makes me think of church.
It is. That's why it's hymnal.
In name of su padre, tu padre, spiritus sante.
Oh, blub, 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 blub. I've never been to church.
Yeah, well.
Because I'm a filthy atheist. A filthy goddamn atheist. Sorry, people who don't like...
What does that mean? You get raped by Satan when you die or something?
I don't know what it means. I think it probably means that I evaporate into a cloud of logic when I die.
And what... A cloud of logic. What is that? So when I'm in heaven looking at you, is your little cloud of logic?
I'm gonna be
by?
Like, well,
oh, here,
naturally.
Oh, it's getting nice out. Here comes creepy ice cream.
I love
guy.
The ice cream trucks are out. It's a little early.
I want to go shoot cold. That guy all summer long.
Ah,
let me see if I can get that on the mic. Can you hear it?
I don't know if they can hear that. He's currently dragging the audio
he
interface.
Sits there for like 20 minutes.
I like it. Don't screw this up.
You don't have to live here.
No, I don't.
Laffy Taffy.
If anybody out there is running, that'd be weird if we're roommates, too.
Be like, dude, stop talking to me. We got to do a show about this.
Can I move in with you?
Oh, man, you know what we got to do a show about?
Can I move in with you, Josiah?
No, how are things with you, Ben?
Things are good. I'd like to move in with you.
Nope, I'm not really into that.
Things
you
are
and
good.
Claire need to go wrestle on your own couch.
Oh, come on. We're
How's
fun.
How's Claire?
We're cute.
You call her Claire
she's
Bear?
Fine. No, she's been called that before, so I can't call it to her.
Oh, you tried, though.
I did.
She's like,
I
oh
thought
my
it was
God.
Original. She's like, I've heard that before.
You're like, hey, Claire Bear. She started crying. Like, what?
My previous boyfriends who were, you know, and I'm imagining, what?
What
she's
you?
Saying my previous... I'm not saying my previous boyfriends.
I thought that was a big moment for you just
no,
now.
No, it's not. Hey, everybody on Tracks of the Dream. I'm coming out. And also to my current girlfriend.
I'm coming out.
No, which she's like, yeah, ex-boyfriend. She's calling me Claire Bear and friends. And I'm like, oh, I'm definitely not going to call you that again.
What are you going to call her now? Do you have a pet name? Is it Hungies?
No, it's not Hungies.
Oh, that was already used, too. Actually.
That was used.
Did she try calling you Hungies one time?
No.
You're like, oh, my God, don't use that one.
No, that's pepper spray territory. What do I call her? I don't know what I call her. I think, okay, this is just as bad as Hungies, though.
Oh, I don't know if I want to even know this.
Okay, I call her Squish.
I don't even know. I don't want to know where that even came from.
I think it comes from doodle squat. I say doodle squish sometimes, and oh I don't God. Know why I called her Squish. Sorry, Claire.
So this is the big coming out show, and
I'm not gay.
Everyone just yawned.
I'm not gay.
Why are you touching my balls?
I'm not gay. Oh, your balls in my mouth.
Hey, what did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
What? That's a good one.
What a dud. Let it be known, Tut 54 is
yeah,
dud.
Yeah, 54. Well, 54, I'm just glad to be back. So there's a whole bunch of... I mean, I don't really have a show itinerary, because last time I brought a show itinerary, you railroaded it so badly that I left feeling...
Isn't that why you hire me?
No, or just have I don't have... Hire there's me. No hire.
There's no hire. This is all.
There's
for
no
fun.
Hiring.
This is for fun, folks.
This is for fun. There was. Okay, today.
Whatever whiz there was, the wizard of this one.
Today, I was online, you know, just going around YouTube and stuff, and
porn tube.
Well, it's not porn. There's not much porn on YouTube.
There's a porn tube.
Is there?
Yeah, I stumbled upon that. I don't know how.
Yes. Just stumbled upon it.
Apparently, it only works for Windows.
Apparently, it only does, right?
Well, you might as well click on it if you're there, right? It's hot
yes.
in here. Anyways.
So, but related to PornTube, I was watching this. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
It was this dude with two sex dolls. He was talking. And he's like the southern dude talking about, and I'll put a clip on it on the right now, which you'll hear. But it's him talking about how he has these two dolls, and he's like giving a review about them and talking about them like they're real people, and how having two sex dolls makes much more sense than going to prostitutes. And this guy is so depressing. I mean, but it's hilarious.
Are they blow-up dolls or one of those fancy, like,
no,
$10,000?
They're like the... Yeah, they're like the $6,500.
I saw that on, I don't know, it was probably one of those HBO whatever shows, but they had, like, people are obsessed with these, like, realistic...
They're really realistic.
They're made of, like, resin or whatever.
Yeah, they're made out of this rubber stuff that looks like skin.
Gross.
This dude is talking about it in this way that is, it is bizarre, but also fascinating.
Huh.
You gotta listen to it, and we'll play it right now.
Do it up.
Hello, my name's Gordon Griggs, and these are my two real dolls. This is Ginger here, and this is Kelly. A lot of people want to know why I got real dolls instead of just getting a prostitute. Well, a lot of reasons for that. Mainly where I live at, prostitution is illegal, which means it's against the law. And not only is it against the law here, it will confiscate your vehicle, and you won't get it back. And being that my trucks are less valued at $8,000 a piece, I'm still cheaper getting a real doll. Another problem with prostitution is sometimes you'll go up there, you'll go get a prostitute, she'll carry you up to the room, y'all both get naked thinking you'll get sex, and some big dude will come out the room with a gun or a baseball bat and rob you, and then you'll be left nothing. Of course, what are you going to do then? Turn her into the police? You're indicting yourself, then you'll go to jail also. Another thing about prostitution, AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, venereal, all kinds of venereal diseases. And once you get one of them, like something like AIDS, or, you know, once you get a disease like that, there's no getting rid of it. And Brooke was $5,700, Kelly was $6,300 because she was newer. And really, when it comes to your health, can you really put a price on that? I mean, say you're saving $6,300, but you're paying $50. So you're still saving $5,800. Well, if you come down with some kind of disease, what are you saving? You know, it's going to cost you your life in the end. So, I'll take the real dolls any day.
It's amazing.
Well, what an interesting thing that just was.
I didn't actually hear it because we couldn't find it.
It's
the problem with YouTube is that when you find something, you lose it.
It's hard to re-find.
Yeah, it is hard to re-find.
All those connecting thingies on the side, what do you call it there?
Links.
Link of the day!
But that's not really link of the day.
No, it's just a link!
Link!
That's it.
Good. That's nice. How about a song? I mean, these people have just heard this dude, but why don't we play a song?
Why the hell not play a song? That's what
I
say, Ben.
This song, this is a new one. From our friends, Gnarls Barkley. Have you heard this album yet?
I have indeed.
You have?
Well, I was on a road trip, I guess tell you about, it was kind of boring. And we heard the one song constantly on the radio. It's like a big hit.
Run?
I think it's Run, yeah.
Son of a bitch. You've already heard this one.
Yeah, so it's not that special.
Son of a bitch. Well, here's the song anyway for you guys. It's really good, and I like it.
Yeah, still the same. Can't you feel the pain? Well, there ain't no hits today. Ain't nothing like the real thing. I've seen it once before. And oh, it's something else. Good God. Cool breeze, come on in. Sunshine, come on now. You have the teardrops of a clown. The circus coming to town. All I'm saying is sometimes I'm more scared of myself. You better. Children, here it comes, say run. All right.
Come and run. Run for your life.
Run. Run, children.
They do sort of this like crazy music about bad things, but it's like happy sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do. Run, children, run for your life. Although, but I'm like dancing and having a good old time.
I haven't gotten the new album. And
legally,
I should get it. I haven't gotten it yet. I should do that.
Where did you get that song from?
That was off the internet.
Internets?
It was off an MP3 blog a while ago, and the last show was the St. Paddy's Day show.
Indeed, it was.
So I couldn't put it on there because they're not Irish people.
McNarl.
McNarl's McBarkley.
McNarl's McPaddy McBarkley.
But that's Gnarls Barkley, and they're awesome. And
Gnarls, I call them.
Gnarls.
Yeah, so that is the song that's on the radio constantly. So
good. I'm glad.
So, yeah.
So that's not good for me.
We'll just pretend that's because of us. Are you putting in the Hawaiian music now?
Yeah, I'm putting in the background.
This is a point Ben brought up, that I'm always talking shit about how we never have the Hawaiian music playing when we're doing the talking, but when people listen to the show, then it's playing constantly.
You know, I can't do anything while this thing is recording.
Oh.
So we don't have
So
it.
Still no Hawaii music for me as we record
for
this.
No, but as the...
But later on, when you actually put this on the website, maybe you should start the Hawaiian music right here. That way I don't look like such a fool.
Okay, let's do that right now.
And now.
Hey.
Now I'm relaxed. I suddenly want a piña colada. Man, it feels like I'm being bad and drinking in the daytime, but it's like 6:30. Which is, I was just talking to myself there
you
for
were
like 10
actually,
minutes
because I couldn't talk.
The floor was mine, the glorious single floor of I don't know what I am talking about.
So what have you been up to there, Josiah?
I don't know. I can barely hear you over this loud ass Hawaiian music.
All right, just calm down. First, you're saying, oh, well,
you want everything perfect. Everything has to be perfect.
This is not going to be fun for anyone at home because they're not going to hear any
they're
of this.
They're not going to get it. But no. You could edit it as such so that they
I
get it.
Do, you know what
so
you can do? You can suck a fat one because I'm not going to spend any more time
this
than I have to.
This is my coming out show, Ben. It's yours.
This is not any coming out show. This is you. Is that the name of the podcast? Is this the name of the show?
What, the coming out
the show? Coming out show?
Sure, why not?
I hate you. So how's Brooklyn been without me being awesome here?
Oh, you know, it's just been... I mean, I wouldn't know. Stacey and I went to Lake George for 4 days.
How was that?
In a kick-ass castle.
I hate that one.
Castle. You say you hate my girlfriend?
I'm joking.
Because she has a vagina and I have a penis and you'd rather be around me?
I hate that you're with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm joking, Stacey.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Man, all our fans would look and love this whole commentary.
What? Are you drunk already? You've had like half of Stella.
I should get another beer is what's Stella wrong with this.
The problem with my celiacs thing, I don't know if I mentioned this already.
I'm going to go get a beer while you talk about this.
Well, I'm going drink for drink with you here, but I'm drinking the liquor. Because liquor actually makes me feel not sicker. Beer makes me feel sicker. I went to visit my dad this weekend, and that's all he kept saying. He's like, hey, you want a beer? I'd be like, no. He's like, oh, you're fucked. No, you are fucked. That is shitty. My dad, he thinks it's like a choice.
Is that a choice, Dad?
My coming out wheat-free lifestyle.
Wheat-free. He's coming out being wheat-free.
He's like, what are you, a pussy? You can't have pasta? What's that all about?
That is interesting. Yeah, I don't think people understand, really, when you have something that is like an illness.
It's a disease.
Whatever.
I'm not making this shit up. My dad just thinks I'm, you know. I mean, thank God I'm not gay. I can't imagine what he would do then.
He'd be like, no, just stop.
Stop it.
Stop being gay.
Stop choosing to be gay.
Stop trying to be gay.
All right.
Well, let's end the Hawaiian music.
Hey, nobody what's up with that? It wasn't even the full segment. This is just a mess. What a mess.
Yeah, this is a mess.
You're a
let's,
mess.
Let's go back to the beginning of this and redo this. This is horrible.
No, you got to keep all this shit because I just said a lot of stuff that I can't repeat.
Oh, God.
Just leave it. Okay. That's part of the charm is how it's all sort of schlocked together.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, celiac disease sounds like
whatever.
It sounds like bullshit. Because, yeah. You know, a sister Amy has a boyfriend named Curtis.
Who is made of pure gluten, and she seems to be fine with him.
What?
I don't know. Didn't work out.
That's a weird Weird thing to say.
Any gay. Back to...
But he can't... He doesn't eat vegetables.
He doesn't eat vegetables?
No, he doesn't eat vegetables.
As like his mantra? Or like
he just doesn't eat vegetables. This is one of Curtis's things, is he doesn't eat vegetables. Now...
But why? He doesn't like them? Or
apparently
makes his poop green
it
or
has
something?
His... No, his taste buds pick up the taste of vegetables and they taste bad in his mouth. Which it sounds like bullshit, doesn't it?
I should have used that excuse when I was like 5.
I know. Well, that's what he used and he got away with it. And I still kind of think, because when he goes out to eat, he's like, oh, I can only eat french fries and like steak. And I'm sitting there going, this is too good to be true. This is too good to be true. Isn't that pretty awesome?
Well, so does he have like, is there teeth falling out? His eyeballs are yellow or what?
No, he's gangly, but I don't think that has anything to do with what he eats. He's a gangly person.
Maybe he has celiacs. I've gained like 9 pounds since I found out about my situation.
Chub.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of a belly.
Yeah.
Look at my belly.
Wild.
Yeah. I'm going to be a bear soon.
You mean a gay, gay man?
I figure we're going
with
this "you're being gay" theme. So,
all right, that's I'm not gay again. You know, there was a point I was going out and having drinks with a whole bunch of people, and of course, I gravitate towards the gay corner because I'm not gay.
Clearly the reason.
Guys out there and girls. No, I'm just saying not that, just to guys. Oh God, this is turning into such a bad show.
Ben, you're not in a hole you just dug for yourself.
Shut up. So I was talking to this gay guy, and he thought I was gay. Gay guys think I'm gay, too.
It's because you're metrosexual. Do you yell at them? You're like, no, damn it. I'm metrosexual.
No, seriously.
This is a man purse.
I am not a gay person.
Man purse.
I don't like man purses, or merses, as I call them.
Merse.
Or, what's the other one I call? A man bag. A man bag? Like a handbag, but with a man. So I'm talking to this dude, and he thinks I'm gay. A lot of gay guys think I'm gay because I'm just super, like,
You're styling.
Yeah, well, I'm not that styling.
It's okay to be styling. How much are those jeans? They're easily $150.
They're not $150. These are $32.
That is a lie
from
the
Levi's.
Devil.
These are Levi pants. They're the cheapest
jeans. You can't buy Levi pants for less than $50. I don't
know.
No,
Dave's on 7th Avenue. No, 6th Avenue and... between 14th and 15th Street. No, 16th and 17th Street. Dave's, New York. It's amazing.
Well, now they're going to go out of business because we've just promoted them.
They are going to go out of business. That sucks. I got my bag there, too. My bag was $20.
This is not a man bag. This is like an army.
This is an army bag.
Like, I am not gay.
I'm definitely.
Look how not gay I am.
Oh, I'm totally hiding it. No, what? but I was talking to this. I was talking to this gay guy, and he's like, "So how?" And he was next to a woman that I wasn't attracted to,
because she has a vagina.
Oh, God, so not working out for me. And so I'm talking to the both of them, and she's like, you know, you're totally gay, and I'm like, I'm not. I'm really not gay. And the gay guy was like, well, how do you know you're not gay? And I said, and he gave this to me, and he said, okay, you're definitely not gay. I never get nervous around guys. Like, gay guys, I'm never nervous around. But women, I get, this is when I was single, like, I was really nervous around women and wouldn't go after them. And gay guys I could talk to for hours, and I would never, like, it never fazed me. I never felt any pressure. I was never nervous. And so I could get along with gay guys really well. And so gay guys assumed I was really confident. And in fact, I wasn't confident. I just wasn't attracted to them. So I could say anything I wanted to. And women thought I was skittish and shy and like, oh, he definitely is gay because he's not showing that he's attracted to me. But instead, I was really attracted to them but couldn't show it because I was a fat kid growing up. That's what it comes down to.
You're gay because you were fat.
I'm not.
I mean, not
gay.
You're not gay, but seem okay. I'm sorry. We can move on from this.
No,
you
want to
name the show
time.
Something
no,
else?
No, I don't want to.
Do you
want to
name the show something else?
Yes.
Who's my guy? Who's my little guy?
That sounds gay.
Who's my guy?
Sounds.
Come here. Kiss me.
It's okay. Why'd you just kiss me?
I thought we were like having a. Isn't this like male? What's the difference between male bonding and getting gay?
One doesn't require you kissing me or holding on to my penis.
Oh. I thought that was sort of how
you
it went.
You let go of it, please?
I thought that's how it went.
It is not how it goes. this is Amy Winehouse. This is her rehab song.
She's also, I don't know if you know, this is kind of a big hit.
It is, but you probably haven't heard this version.
Can we show her doing crack? Can that be the link of the day? Is that on YouTube?
Link, link of the day. Amy Winehouse looks sloppy at the moment, but this
you
is
know she's missing teeth because she does crack cocaine.
Oh my god, that's gross. Oh, I have to. I also have to tell you about Shane McGowan. I saw him.
Oh yeah,
he's
yeah,
missing
yeah.
all of his teeth. Well, he has no teeth.
Yeah,
he has not a single tooth. He looks like a grandpa. He could gum you to death. And I'm sure he has halitosis and smells like halitosis, which is our next segment. Stay tuned. It's going to be amazing.
I got halitosis. I got what's that Radiohead song? It's kind of sound like that. Sorry.
Tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab.
Anymore.
It's weird. What happened?
I don't know.
Josiah, you are a simple animal.
I'm a little bit on the retard side.
That's you're very saying. Much on the retard
Is that what you're saying?
Side. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You are. Oh, there's fine. Some Hawaiian music here. The wine
hey, I can hear the Hawaiian music.
So Josiah doesn't understand how the art of recording, that sometimes things are going to get mixed in post.
I'm born to do live, baby.
You are born to do live.
Like, what's this shit? The song just ended.
Why did the
song end? How am I supposed to comment?
The song just stopped because there was too many tracks overlapping, so you couldn't hear the song anymore. And decides like, what happened to the music? What happened?
I'm coming out as a retard today.
Good. Well, what? What? What are you? That means that someone else has come out about something, and no one has.
At least you're not self-conscious about it. Look, it's okay.
I don't know what they're talking about.
You're just being you. Listen, does your belt buckle say?
It says International Gay Person. And that's just
it
kind of does. I'm happy.
It says 1982 Best Western International. What?
International Convention.
Oh, I was just looking at your.
It does not. Are
you
looking at
your Netherlands?
You're looking at my crotch. I'm not looking at your crotch.
It's true.
No, I just did.
I just got the whole, like...
I just looked him up and down.
Toes to head. That was a little weird. All right, I'm getting a little uncomfortable
okay.
now.
Okay.
All right. Maybe I'm gay.
Maybe this is the last touch. Maybe this should be the last. Maybe there's a reason why we don't do it so often.
Right.
So, we invented a game, or not we invented a game. One of Amy's friends, and I cannot remember the friend's name, and I feel sorry that I don't
Friend
know
A, we'll call them.
Friend A. She was very, very nice, and she invented a game with her coworkers, and I'm gonna show you this game, all you lovely tut people, because it will change your life, and it's perfect for drinking. It's a good game while drinking or at the bar. The game goes as follows.
Okay, are we gonna do the game?
We're gonna do the game.
Is it called Find the Quarter?
No. Is this a gay thing? Is that a gay
thing?
Well,
I have a quarter on my ass this whole show, hoping that for the
okay.
Almost got away with the whole show without talking about my butt.
Almost.
Butt
this is
tut. My tut butt. I'm sorry. Anyways, back to the game.
Game is not spelled G-A-Y-M-E.
What do gay horses eat? We did this one already, didn't we?
What?
Hey!
I don't know if we have done that one.
That gets them every time. Sorry.
So the game
goes
like this. You name a celebrity or a person that everybody knows. But then you have to describe them with three smells.
What?
Okay, so let's play this game.
I don't even understand it.
Okay. Well, you'll understand it in 2 seconds. So if I was to say, who's a good one? Okay, here's a good one. Steve Buscemi. What does Steve Buscemi smell like?
I don't even know what to do with that.
Okay, so let me show you how this game is played. Steve Buscemi smells like rubber bands.
What is this? This is I don't get it. Rubber bands.
Coffee? Maybe coffee halitosis? That sort of like kind of stinky halitosis smell? And
cigarettes, maybe? Is that
and cigarettes? Yeah, I could see that.
Rubber bands.
You see how that works, though? But like, think
latex.
About it. Think about it. Is that
but,
not?
But how do you win this game?
There's no winning. It's just something you play. It has no rules. You just have to. Everybody kind of votes like whether you're on or off. Because I had some weird ones for like, Paul McCartney. I had weird
peaches.
maybe we're on the same. The same page. I was saying stuff like he smells like a wood burning stove, like it smells like burning wood, like a campfire, and no one else was like backing me up on it. Everybody said no, he smells like mothballs and
mouthwash.
That's good.
Or like rubbing alcohol.
This game is the most fun game. Trust me. Play this with your friends at a bar.
Like 5,000 groupies.
Oh. And then at some point,
he
we
smells like a rubber leg.
I forget the one. Our friend C had an amazing one. I forget what it was.
Smells like a landmine.
I think it was for Michael Moore. I think
cheeseburger.
Well, he said really sharp cheddar cheese.
That's what his fupa smells like.
Oh, God. but it's actually a hilarious game. You guys got to play it. It's for you guys.
It's not a game. It's just kind of commenting. There's
it's
no like
commenting.
Win or lose.
But if people
disagree, then you have to drink or something.
No, you have to come up with another thing. It's not like there's no winning or losing. It's just a fun thing to do while you're drinking. You'll drink more.
This is what happens when you're like hitting your 30s. It's not, you know what I mean? Like okay, I hang out with my brothers and stuff, and they're all like, "Yeah, beer pong, fucking chug, chug." I'm like, "Wow, you guys."
I think this is what happens when you hang out with liberal white people.
That could be
because we're like, "Let's not have a game where anybody wins or loses. Let's just play a game together for playing."
You could just drink whenever you want. You don't even have to drink if you
drink
don't want
whatever.
To.
There's
it's
no rules.
Fine. It's
just,
fine.
Just say whatever you want, and everything is right. So there's nothing bad. This is why Republicans hate us. This is why our country's going to shit.
Yep.
That's what I like about
what
this.
What does Tom Cruise smell like?
Boys.
I was just going to say it's
like candy. He smells like Dippin' Dots. Like he's been around candy where he seduces children into his unmarked van.
Fresh baked cookies.
And like a pumped breast milk from Katie Holmes.
Oh my god. Oh, wow. Maybe this is done first.
And like and you know what else Tom Cruise smells like? He smells like Drekker Noir.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a cologne. A really cheap cologne that you wear in high school.
Maybe he smells like Ben.
Okay.
Oh, sad face. Oh, here. You're like that Indian in front of the trash heap.
I'm not like the Indian in front of the racist. We're gonna play another song, and then hopefully Josiah will be able to be funny for once.
I'll try. I always try.
I am a dotted line, and you fill me in with whatever you like. Now going through the motions, and I need an old-fashioned potion. There gotta be some old recipe, 'cause I gotta get drunk, I gotta forget about some things. I lived in lies all my life, and I've been living here for a long, long time. And I know it's been coming down a while now. When it's show, then you can get me on the dial. But right now you're halfway around the world, and maybe I'll see better days, but I'm not so sure I will. I'm still hanging round and round. Sometimes it's a racket, but lately not a sound. In the bounds of history and time, life stand back and never shine. Now I feel stupid when I smile. Oh, not a journey, but a circus or a lie. I can make up for everything I waste, and I know that I could never afford a taste of anything that your lovely hands make. It eats away with your force so great. Is it 'cause it brings a smile to my face? Is it the bad memories you just can't erase? I know of a city to steal from, and I know of a city to cheat on, and city of sin, and that's the place that I want to meet you in. Say hello all over again. Romance me, take me back to the beginning.
Kind of sounds like that dude from the 50s. Was it Ricky Valens or Valens?
Ricky Valens. Yeah. He sounds kind of like Ricky Valens on this song. And then he sounds like, you know.
That's the same guy. Even I don't even know.
I think it might be. I don't know. I don't know if it is.
Terrible.
But neither do the listeners at home. So,
hey, listeners at home.
Hey, listeners.
y'all need to go to thedoorpost.com. I have a dumb movie up there, and you can all vote on it and say how great it is, and I can win $10,000. So that's thedoorpost.com.
Okay. Well, you what's find, your...
It's called The Morning Show. It's the documentary I did on Andy and Ruby, our friends, when they were sleeping.
Andy and Ruby. Andy is the dude who was on the show ways back.
Ways back.
Who
the Beatles.
Talked
fan.
About the Beatles. That's right. Said everything else was crap. Which basically just angry the whole time.
That's true. Angry, it's so embarrassing, Andy. Though, because I went, because you can like vote for yourself, right? So it's like, you know, $10,000 on the line. So I'm like, shit, yeah, I'm going to vote for myself. So I voted. And then it says, leave a comment. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, this is unique. And thinking it would be, you know, anonymous. It just says, Josiah says, this is unique. And it's like, wow, also has my name up on the, it's.
You're a Pratt.
Very embarrassing.
You are a Pratt? Pratt is like a dork, asshole, dweeb, twerp.
All things that very much.
Like a twerp. It's more like a twerp.
More like a twerp.
You're a Pratt. I voted for it, which is good.
Yeah, well, you know,
I try. So far you have 4 votes. Is it you? Well, you, Stacey, me, your mom probably
mom
voted.
My mom was on there and she's like, "Everything's so
this
great.
Is unique."
Is so
we all wrote,
gross.
"This is unique." This is,
you all should, because I'm embarrassed. I was like, had like a panicked like 20 minutes trying to figure
Josiah
out how to like, take
unique.
My thing off of there. So I think of myself as unique.
That's nice. I like that you
I
were so.
Just, I should just rolled with it. Just been like, yeah, I know my name's gonna be on there. Look how ridiculous this is.
Yeah, ridiculous. This is the best. This is the best video that ever was videoed.
Instead, I pretend to be
somebody
not
else,
me. And it's like Josiah Signor says, Josiah Signor's movie is unique. Great. Awkward.
That is funny.
Yeah. So there you go. Thedoorpost.com. The Morning Show. And say, what a great, unique movie that is.
What would Josiah Signor smell like?
Not wheat, I can tell you that.
Nope. He smells like cigarettes.
What do I smell? You're smelling my neck right now.
You smell like you smell like cigarettes, orange juice, and Selsun Blue.
Selsun Blue. You smell like Dracar, whatever that shit is.
Dracar Noir.
Dracar Noir.
Yeah, it's like what every boy in high school wears to like so the ladies will like them. Hello, ladies. You smell terrible.
You also smell like Laffy Taffy.
If anybody out there is wearing